Hello again and welcome back. Thank you for tuning into the Batuta Advocate Radio Show or downloading our podcast if you're one of our loyal listeners from outside the Diamantina Shire. My name is Errol Parker and sitting alongside me, as always, is my friend, my colleague, Clancy Overell.
Yes, thank you for tuning in again. This week we are coming to you live from the harbour hellhole that is Sydney City.
We're down here because the Batuta Advocate Roadshow is coming to a close and we've just got the trough, aka Canberra, and the Developers Republic of Sydney to go before we head back into our desert home for the time being. Join us for the last two shows if you live in that part of the world and we'll take you behind the scenes of our unique and authentic brand of regional journalism. A brand of journalism you don't get from these elite sandstone uni grads who write 2,000-word think pieces about toxic masculinity, Clancy.
Spot on, Errol. Too many of these young kids are coming through and they've never really been further west than Indooroopilly or Newtown, nor Fitzroy, for that matter, Footscray. So that's why Central Queensland University are proud to be the sponsor of the podcast this week.
And despite their name, they do have campuses all across the country, not just in places like Rocky and Bundy.
Yes, that's right. They're all over the mainland and they pride themselves on being a practical uni that gives people the skills they need. So if you are looking to study, be what you want to be with CQ University.
Yes, thank you to CQ University for getting behind the podcast this week. Very good to have you on board.
Now this week we've got a couple of very funny people and friends of the show joining us for a chat.
That's right, we've got comedians Becky Lucas and Cameron James on the podcast today. They've just released a new show on the ABC called Be Your Own Boss. It's part of that pilot season that they do, Clancy. And I can tell you personally, it is very, very funny.
Yes, they are very funny. They were very funny in here. So certainly give it a watch. And look, the two of them have just left our studios. So I'll take the chance to warn you. First, our listeners, we are dealing with full-blown stand-up comics in this interview. So expect the podcast to take a few tangents through their non-stop verbal improv and also expect a fair bit of explicit language.
Yes, lots and lots of explicit language, dark overtones, lots of chat about murder and the darker side of humanity. But enough about that, let's get into it.
You're listening to Errol Parker and Clancy Overall, editors of the Batuta Advocate on Desert Rock FM.
Well, here we are. The Batuta Advocate Roadshow is on the home stretch, the premiership lap, if you will. We've only got Canberra and the Sydney Opera House to go. Llewellyn Hall, 30th of November, and of course the Opera House Concert Hall on the 1st of December. And we're spending a bit of time in New South Wales now. We've just come up from Adelaide, and we are sitting here in Sylvania Waters, peak Australian suburbia, not far from ScoMo. I think it's actually square in his electorate.
It is in his electorate, yeah.
We're in his electorate, and we have an Airbnb, and it's a beautiful rendered brick five-bedder with no aspect whatsoever, but it's got an incredible home cinema and non-stop air conditioning and a cool room near the pool, which is pretty much all we were after. And we thought, what better way to celebrate officially living it up than by having two of arguably Australia's most suburban comedians.
Yeah, we like to be comfortable.
Yeah, we like to lay out on the modular lounge. Sure. Yep.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
We have a shag pile rug.
I've got three salt lamps. One, what do you want?
And your teenage
kid. You know that they're made in Pakistan by like slave children.
Yeah.
Salt lamps? Yeah, salt yeah. Lamps. And I love those little buggers.
I wish them the best.
So this is Cameron James and Becky Lucas.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
I have been on this podcast
You are
before.
Our first repeat guest on the Batuta Advocate Radio Show.
Makes sense.
And it's great to actually do this in the East Coast on the seaboard because last time obviously was in Batuta when you were coming
through
town.
I was passing through, shooting through.
Actually back to your old man's old stomping ground where he worked as a jackaroo for many years before he vandalised the Batuta Hotel with his ute, which we touched on last time.
Took off and now he's a Brisbane property developer.
Yeah.
That's a fucking living, though.
That's aspirations.
Rags to riches. Rags to riches.
That's a notch above Sylvania Waters, actually, where your old man's at now. He's inner city kind of cafe boomer, right?
Real hero.
Becky's dad's a millionaire, by the way, everyone. We've since learned over the years.
Dad, it stands for
What does it stand for?
It stands for duh.
Australian dollar.
Yes, that's what it stands for.
So how much money have you come from, Cameron?
I come from blue collar and blue balls background. No, I'd say recent white collar. That's my family.
That's
like
nice.
Mum's a teacher, dad's an engineer. That's
so the industrial revolution was very kind to your family.
Very kind indeed, but I come from oak stock. My granddad worked for the oak company.
Milk, the oak
what
milk.
What is it, milk?
The oak milk.
He loved chalky milk.
He loved chalky. My granddad loved the chalky milk.
So, were you from South Australia or where?
Newcastle.
Big milk vibe up there.
On the way up there, there's that big oak sign that we passed on.
I do remember.
On the way up to the Newcastle show.
Yes. That is.
And apparently, they make their chocolate milk out of the river that runs past it.
In Wickham, that area.
That's where they get the milk from.
You know what's so crazy? There's still adults in this day and age who can drink a milk drink and not shit their pants.
Mm. Well,
what's going on there?
We were just in Adelaide, and this is a funny fact. This is very obscure. They love their own local confectionery down there. And in every city in the world, the number one non-alcoholic beverage is Coca-Cola, except for Adelaide.
You're wrong there again. In Glasgow, it's Iron Brew.
Iron Brew.
When was he first wrong?
No, no, every capital in Australia.
Was he wrong earlier in the day?
Yes. No. We're all born wrong. It's called original sin. If you come from Catholic stock, you know that.
Yes, but in South Australia, it is Farmers Union Iced Coffee, number one alcoholic beverage. And they drink it in the heat. On the work sites, fucking everywhere.
So why are some people so sensitive to milk and others aren't?
I used to be, but I've come out the other end of it.
Have you?
You were born sensitive to milk, and you were an oak stock.
I was born a milk lover, and then I went through a funny tummy phase that lasted about 10 years.
This is happening to me too, because I've gone back to full milk cappuccinos, and I feel great.
I feel great about it too. I had a chalky milk the other day.
And it was fine?
Fine.
Oh my God.
And I was really worried. I drank it on the bus. It's that bad. But I was really worried it was going to be a problem, but it was fine.
I think I sort of know what you mean.
Mm.
Anyway,
we'll continue.
Sorry, for
Becky. Last time on the podcast, we learnt that you grew up in Brisbane's famed, infamous Bayside suburbs, Victoria Point, not far from the ferry over to Stratty. If you feel like fighting a couple of locals,
so inclined.
If so inclined, now you've come a long way from the. As we said, the tight ponytail with the hair gel and the little strand down the front.
Slut strands.
Slut strands, if you will. You said it.
Are we allowed to say it? Yeah, I give you permission.
Can you say it?
Cool.
Okay.
I'm going to say it.
I just thought
Becky would. Just maybe later.
Okay, wait. Everyone go quiet so Cameron can say it.
Slut, whatever. Who cares?
And actually, you've since made it as of last night.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about what happened there?
Well, I got to do my comedy show at the Opera House, at the Sydney Opera House, which is pretty cool, you know. I think I was telling you, because it does feel like a conquest when you come from Queensland to perform in, it's like the most recognisable.
Mm. Powderfinger haven't even done it.
They haven't played there. That's what fucking losers.
I know.
As if you wouldn't have played the Opera House.
They didn't want to. They said, no, we'd rather play the Horden Pavilion. Rather do that.
Well, you know what? That means everyone in this room, because you guys are about to play the Opera House. Cameron opened for me last night, or I closed for him.
Becky,
whatever way you want to look at it.
Yeah.
We've all performed at the Opera House. Haven't and you're listening to this, honestly, fucking die.
I don't even know how to explain how it felt. I'd never done it before. No, that's not true. I was on stage there once as a part of the Irrational Fear podcast.
Oh, right.
So I guess I had played it before.
Yes, okay.
But last night, to return to that hallowed ground as a stand-up, opening for one of my best friends, a feeling I can't even...
Can't even put into words, but try.
Okay. Really good. Felt really good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was fun.
What kind of things do you do pre-show just to settle your nerves? Do you chain smoke?
No, I've stopped smoking as of last Friday.
Do you chew gum? Do you drink heaps of alcohol?
No,
can you tell us?
Becky had a couple of wines and then
we joked around.
Joked around. People came into the room and left. We made fun of them as we saw fit. Really, it's just Becky likes to laugh a lot before she goes on the stage, so she feels like she's in a funny mood.
Yeah, I like to be funny.
Can you tell us what you had in your rider?
Just like some white wine and beers.
Yeah,
Bogues. Nothing. What was that face? What do you guys have?
Pistachios.
Really?
Shelled, of course.
We've got pistachios, cashew nuts. We've got an assortment of dips. Some
what kind
jats.
Of dips are we talking about?
Yeah, well, we've got, can I say, you guys both look like you fucking porked up after the tour. So,
it's so true. No, it's true. We've got the 5 foot pants. Yeah. We've been living that Bain Marie life. I bought
a new suit before the tour was on, and now the top button's real snug.
Oh, well, he didn't buy it. We got dressed by Harold, so thank you, Harold, for that.
Harold from Neighbours?
He dressed us. Times are tough on Ramsey Street.
Might grow into this. Trust me, I know a thing or two about riders and crudité. What kind of dips did you get? You didn't explain to me.
We got some supermarket guacamole.
Oh, no.
And we got some olive hummus.
Yeah, I mean this.
And we've also got some cool mints and some 3X peppermints.
Types of mints.
Are you serious? I'd love it if after the tour you owed
a carton of
the tour
4X
company
gold
money.
And a carton of local beer.
Yeah, just whatever the local brewery is.
Yep. Yeah. Like last night we were
craft
in
or
well, I'm a little more DTE
Adelaide
than you guys. If you know
and we had
means.
Coopers.
What?
I'm a bit more DTE.
Oh, yeah. No, we're obviously taking advantage of the one and only tour.
And that means
down
to eat ass.
Yeah.
It's not what you
this is the
was.
First and last tour that we're doing, so we thought it was like...
Becky does have ass on her rider, though, so she has to eat the local ass.
The ass of the dankest, localist person.
And she hates it. I don't know why she keeps doing it.
I think it's funny, or it could be funny.
It's not. It's real fucking... it's really gross.
True. Yeah.
We actually at Hamer Hall reached new heights of... new money with French onion dip.
I bought a French onion the other day. I actually left it in your fridge.
Did you?
Cameron.
Well, I'll be snacking on that later on.
Yeah, I bought some Jats and the French onion dip and I fucking loved it.
Or Savoy, as we've
Savoy's
I'm not a Savoy fan.
Savoy's,
why?
It's just not the same. I don't know. It feels stale or something.
It does.
Someone explained to me once, apparently there's malt in Jats, but it's not in Savoy. Malt is the answer.
Right.
That's what they're doing right over at Arnott's.
So you guys have a podcast.
Barely, but we do.
We let the mics roll while we do our normal bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Some would describe it as platonic flirting.
Sure.
I guess so.
Or almost it's like functional rivalry. Functional rivalry.
We like to think that we are in constant competition. Like how do we describe it once? We're like...
We both... the big difference between Becky and I is that... Becky thinks she's right, but I also think I'm right.
Yeah, we both think that we're smarter than each other.
Yeah.
No, I think we described it as being like we're enemies, but in order to keep an eye on each other, we've decided to be friends.
Sure.
Like to keep our eye on each other as we are on our ascent.
I get it.
There's a lot of love.
There's a lot of love.
Yeah.
So with that love comes when you work together, you have permission to snap at each other.
We have snapped at each other.
We've
and
snapped.
Give us a rundown on one of those scenarios and who was in the wrong.
we'll never get an answer to that second part.
Because it's all about perspective.
It is. We've had a few fights. I think maybe the most recent one probably comes to mind.
What was that?
During the Fringe Festival, we had a pretty rough show together.
Oh, shit.
And then...
We had the...
And then we spent... Probably an hour and a half, an hour passive aggressively sniping at each other, and then half an hour of real fighting.
I called him a bad word. Don't
call me a bad word that I can't say.
I called him a bad
word. And I called her a little cunt or something as well.
Okay, so her word was worse.
Well, I mean, I think cunt's a beautiful word and a beautiful thing. And then we spent probably 2 hours after that just laughing about the whole thing.
Because it really blew up. And then we just kept drinking white wines throughout the whole thing. From being tetchy with each other to being outwardly aggressive to making up and being best of friends again.
Yeah.
We had... about 4 white wines.
It was quite fun.
Was no triggers though, like even through the good bit later that night, there was no like, well, we can go back there if you want.
No, I don't think so.
We just sort of started making fun of other people.
Yeah. We
took it out on other people.
I think what it comes down to is that we're both very stubborn and neither of us want to admit that we're wrong about anything.
Yeah.
And I know...
Especially when
Becky's
I know that
tells.
I'm not wrong. Like it's hard to admit something that you're not.
Well, I wouldn't know. But, yeah, anyway, will you guys fight? Have you guys ever fought?
Our star signs are very compatible.
But so are ours. Do you know that? Do you know we both have the same star signs?
Yeah, I know, except the star signs also... don't really mean much when you start talking
Remember
about introverted.
You got that from our podcast, right. You little shit. You what? Got that information. He got that information.
You got the star sign info.
The Cancer. Who's Scorpio.
One of you.
You're Cancer.
Capricorn.
Yeah.
You're Cancer.
Yeah, I'm Capricorn.
Both
you're
astrologically Capricorn. And socially.
Yes. I'm a proud Cap. She's a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer. Cap and Cancer.
And that's actually, that is very compatible. It's a soulmate connection.
Yeah. But right. we do think we're soulmates.
We are soulmates.
Yeah. And arguably you spend more time together than we do, right?
No way.
Probably about equal, I'd
if
say.
Not less. You guys are together really? Every day. Are you serious?
Yeah. Do you two work every day?
No,
not every day.
Unfortunately. Opposite each other and then go on tour for a fucking month.
Yeah. I hope to.
Someday.
Well,
yeah.
Look, you're closing
look
for
me
it
in
now.
The eye
so.
And fucking
yeah,
lie
yeah.
Into
so, wait, you guys don't fight?
No. Not really. We do. We have snapped? A team around us. We have a newsroom around us and there's a lot more people to vent on before which is great for us. Not
maybe
so
we
much
should get a dog ranking. That we can take out our
we
aggression
should.
On.
We fight rarely. I'd say it's like every 6 months. There's a fight.
Yeah. But if you got a dog, you could just belt the dog and then it'd be done.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
That's the best thing about having a dog is you're just allowed to treat them like dirt.
They can't say anything.
Yeah,
not yet. I've been talking about.
Not yet. When not dogs yet. Will talk soon.
They will.
Oh, God. With this
and they'll be really
culture.
Problematic, too. You'll have to get it put down because he doesn't believe in the Holocaust.
Every dog doesn't see trans people.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about. Like, I have this bit of, at the moment about dogs. They can smell like up to four different types of cancer. But they can't tell
you. They don't
you.
Say peep.
They don't say anything.
Yeah.
You're like dying. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, rah, rah,
rah. Just like, feed me. Maybe I'll tell you where the fucking cancer is.
You got cancer, bitch. Just pissing on your rug and stuff.
Can you tell us a little bit, now that we've got two of you in the room and you can egg each other on, because I think we've asked Becky this, but have you experienced people copying your shit?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I think a little bit, yeah. Well, you guys have obviously seen a lot of that. People ripping you guys. Well,
and you guys have obviously been ripping us off. And that's why we're here.
We get deep.
There's lots
podcast,
of regional newspapers. You know, there's lots of regional newspapers around the country, you know.
Yeah.
But there's only, you know, one of you two each. Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, I think everyone, like, nothing's original.
No.
You know, there's stuff Kem and I are doing that I'm sure we've drawn upon other people. Like, we could be... I just feel like everyone copies everyone.
I know.
I do feel like...
I hate cunts who claim to be original.
Yeah.
It's like
there's just
cunt.
No such thing. You've absorbed it from somewhere, you
exactly.
idiot.
Yeah. And would you say everything's forgivable until a certain point, right?
Yeah. I mean, some things rub you the wrong...
I think if I what know. They're doing... If someone's copying you and it is in no way a reflection of their actual personality, then that's crossing the line.
Yeah.
But if they see something in you that they also see in themselves and they just amp up that side of themselves, that's fine. Everyone kind of does that.
But
especially
there are,
in comedy, you see the people that you like and you go, I'm going to, that reminds me of me. I'm going to start amping up that. Like me with Louis C.K., I really started amping up a certain side of myself.
In the last six to eight months. Amping up is what Cameron calls getting his dick hard.
Yeah. So that's my pre-stage ritual, which Becky has experienced, obviously.
Yeah. And I don't really... care.
She's fine.
I'm just like one of those cool chicks. It's just like, yeah. Like come
one
on my face backstage.
Like, whatever, like, just do it.
You know, I just go with the flow.
And it does flow. Sadly. Very runny semen.
It sounds like you must be drinking your milk then.
I'm an oak boy.
Yeah.
So tell us, oak boy. New project with the two of you on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Is every single stand-up comedian capable of being an actor? Because it appears that way.
I don't know.
You guys aren't thespians, though, but you're great on screen.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I don't think every comic is a good actor.
And a lot of people don't care about acting either. They wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But
I don't even think I'm a very good actor. Like, I feel like I'm able to do what we write. I can do something that I've written.
Yeah.
I don't really think I can like take on a character of someone else.
Yeah. Anytime I audition for something, I never get it, really. I don't think I'm good with other people's
stuff. No, you're
stuff.
A good actor, Cam.
But I'm same really as good. You. I'm good at doing like what we do, I think.
No, Cam's a good actor.
No.
I've seen you act. You're good.
You're a good actor.
Thank you. I'm acting humble.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. But, like, you know, Becky and I are both psychopaths who end up doing characters off stage for ages anyway, like talking to each other in characters. So it's not really acting what we're doing. We're just doing the same thing in front of a camera.
Just mucking around.
Tell us a bit about the pilot.
Well, first of all, would you like to give us a compliment?
Have you watched it?
I think I just opened this whole thing by saying you're great actors. Yeah.
Okay, okay. I need it to be a little clearer than that. Oh, can we get some AC pumping through here or what? No, I'm just kidding. It's right.
It's on now.
It's so funny when you say something earnest and then you act like you're kidding.
Will it affect the sound quality?
No.
Do not edit this out. This is the real shit people want to hear.
People love to hear about people's minor uncomfortability.
I'm slip-sliding on this chair. I'm sweating. Okay, the pilot. Is that going to... Should we turn it off?
No, it's all good.
No, it's all right.
Really?
It doesn't get picked up.
Really?
Yeah.
No. It's Look.
Okay.
How much did you spring for that AC?
Thank you for Koala Mattress for sponsoring the podcast. And what's the name of your pilot? Yeah.
Can I do a read for Koala? Koala, we love them, we know them, we see them up in the top of trees. Well, do you know how good it feels to not be in the top of a tree? Being on a mattress.
Made of koalas.
And not being eaten by a dog. Yeah. That's what happens to lots of koalas.
When they hit the ground.
Yeah, that's...
You know. Have you ever felt like you're getting ripped from limb to limb? They just get eaten by dogs.
Wild dogs, that's a big issue.
And then the dogs get chlamydia.
Yeah.
From the koala's penis touching its mouth.
That's so
gross. And the
gross.
Dogs
never,
can't tell their owners that they've got chlamydia.
It's a two-way
got
street.
Got chlamydia or I don't know who, but not my dog, so don't think about it. Koala Mattress, thank you so much,
guys.
Actually,
you look like you're freaking out.
I'm not. I'm great. We're going to run this.
We're derailing this.
No, it's great.
Pod.
No.
Becky, what's the name of our pilot?
It's called Be Your Own Boss, BYOB.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's playing on the, you know, amazing streaming service that is ABC iView.
It's really easy to use. You just go in, you have to type the full name into the search bar.
You gotta hope it doesn't crash.
You gotta type fresh blood, colon, and then the full name of the thing, and then it'll come up.
Yep. Maybe.
Maybe. Depends on the day.
Yeah, and then they've sort of snuck ours to the back, so you're confronted with three other things that you could watch instead of ours.
Make your way through those. You'll find Be Your Own Boss by Becky Lucas and Cameron James.
Yeah. No
and
press release about it coming out. No real, so it's been good. We love our ABC.
And people think that the ABC is broken. Sounds fine to me.
It'll be on TV on December 11th, though.
Yeah, right.
On ABC 2, or as I call it, ABC Kids Up Late. It'll be on that at 9:30 p.m.
ABC, of course, stands for...
What does it stand for?
Ass, boobs, cunt.
I think you're in with a shot of getting this pilot up, guys.
Anyway, we like it. We think it's funny.
Yeah, we love it.
What's the premise?
I think I tried to explain this last time and I couldn't
explain. I'll have a crack.
It was infantile stages then as well.
Yeah, you go, Cam.
It is a funny show where Becky and I play three sets of characters who all have small businesses within the same regional shopping mall called Pearl Arcade. Mm-hmm. And that's the premise. So,
because Cameron and I used to be obsessed with businesses that tried really hard and were failing. Like, we used to have a thing we would joke about, like a frozen... Did I talk about this? Frozen yogurt store?
It was a running joke that we had on Twitter for a long time was that we were running a frozen yogurt store just after the frozen yogurt bubble had burst.
Because our reasoning was, the fact that they're all closed means
there's a gap in the market. And I reckon it was like a year-long running gag that we sometimes did live as well. And then that is the premise of this, is that they're all shitty small businesses that are like just off.
Yeah.
Or just...
Which is very
shy of success.
Yeah, which seems to sort of connect with a lot of people, especially if you did grow up in suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know, just those kind of shitty strip
green
malls.
Green slopes.
And there's like a shop that, I don't know, sells statues and calendars.
Yeah, they're always the same shop in those shopping arcades. I love them. There's one that's like clearly just for mums. There's just... Mm-hmm. the window is chock full of mannequins with scarves and beads and shit on them, throw pillows.
And a lot of the shops in the pilot, like the arcade that we used to film, had shops that looked like a joke. Like there was one called The Merchant of Tennis.
Which I'm obsessed with. Yeah. And then there's like the same bakery in every one in every one of these shopping centres.
There's the powerful.
There is. There's always like at the same bakery, and it's always owned by like a disinterested Chinese man.
Who
doesn't even like.
Doesn't eat sweets.
And they've still got the actual signage from the old Civic video on top.
Yeah. Big time. There's always an old video shop there.
The video shop turns into a variety store. With the remaining DVDs at the back.
Yeah, I love them.
Also, the powerful smell of Vietnamese salon.
Oh, big time.
Big time. That you get. That's like a third of the way through the mall. You just overcome with like industrial strength chemicals.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's almost a marketing technique because the stronger the smell, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get your petty
money
twice a week.
Yeah. You know me.
We're both a bit obsessed with those kind of malls and the people that work there. And it's not in like a mean way. There's something quite aspirational about wanting to own your own business that I think everyone from the suburbs is into. You know, wanting to like, you know, be your own boss, be like live the Australian dream. And it's always to some level of compromise where it's just not quite right, or you're always a little bit in the red, or you know, your kids don't respect your shop or whatever. So that's the side of things that we like.
I just love people barreling ahead with like wide eyes, you know, not accepting failure, just being so bad. There's so many people who own their own business who are just really bad at it.
Yeah, imagine the poor guy who owns the merchant of tennis. What his kids must go through at school. It's like
they were lovely. They let us use their sign in the show.
Yeah,
and if we ever get to make more of them, I want that to be a key part of the show.
So where was this mall?
Huh? Where was it?
Yeah, where was it?
It was like
Beecroft or something like that. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and it reminded me a lot of Newcastle. Yeah. Like Newcastle's full of those arcades. So
the RTA.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Always an RTA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a Golo. Sometimes a Rebel Sport, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Very lucky. If you're very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's sort of the premise.
Or an old games workshop. That's another one. Like
board games.
Board games. Yeah. They're like, how have you stayed in business for real? Like,
the real OG and ones have a TAB in them.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
And a shit shoe place where all shitty the shoes shoe are just like...
Persian shoes. Yeah. So we were up in Nui the other night.
God's
obviously,
country.
Obviously, big inspiration for this pilot that you both worked on.
The land of blood and oak.
Yeah, blood and oak. Vodka, coke and raspberries.
Oh, yeah. Fanny's nightclub. It's fucking Light Big Bell. Dick, which RIP has been taken down. Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
What's it like? The one feeling you get, even in the middle of the day, walking around the Civic Theatre, is that it's a very violent place.
I think it's toned down a lot, but it was when I was young. There was a lot of glassings.
Yeah.
I reckon, I've said this before, but I reckon we were the first city to get known for glassing.
Yeah.
Because Newcastle was the first city to start bringing in plastic schooner glasses.
Plastic schooners at 9 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, we were the first one. Because it was just a thing. Every week in the paper, it was always, we got to stop the glassings. Mm. We got to stop it.
It's a bizarre thing.
It's PC gone mad. Yeah. Fucking plastic schooner glasses.
PC stands for
fucking daycare.
Stands for pussy cunts, by the way.
It's a very intense thing, and you've got to commit to a lot of admin if you decide to put a glass in someone's face.
Wow.
Because once they've got to go through that really intricate surgery. And you're just up for, like, grievous bodily harm straight away.
I know.
Although,
I know.
If I was a microsurgeon, though, I would be kind of, like, quietly cheering.
Oh,
anytime there was
microsurgery. Like,
you know, I can just keep having kids, and they can go to like the best schools. I can have a boat. I can go and play golf with my surgeon friends.
As long as we keep these bogans angry,
just like, keep the glass lobbyists. Coming, guys. Yeah. You know, like,
pay lobbyists to fight against plastic schooners.
Yeah.
So is it still like that? Do they still have?
It's definitely calmed down a lot, especially because Newcastle was also one of the first places to bring in a lockout as well.
No shots.
Yeah, no shots. Lockout at 11:30, and then you can't get in anywhere else after 1. So they really, that was all started in Newcastle and they brought it to Sydney and all that kind
what
of
about,
shit.
What
there
about
was no
going
Keep
plastic?
Newcastle open, by the way. No groundswell. No one really gave a shit.
Grassrootsy youth movement.
Nothing. No politicians came out.
Keep the steelworks open.
Yeah. We got and bigger problems.
Yeah.
Keep Newcastle
regional
open.
Depression was more of a concern.
keep our veins open.
But I love it. I'm probably the same way you guys feel when you return home every time you've been away. But I love going home. I feel like a real sense of, I buzz whenever I walk down.
Well, it's got that vibe. And the 90s as well. You were a kid in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So you had the chair.
Big chair.
You had the chair.
The Jets, Screaming Jets.
What do they say? Steel chair and silverware. That's what they had. Because you had, of course, the 1997 Super League Grand Final.
Oh, yeah,
the silverware
sounds like
home.
You're lying from being from Newcastle, Ken.
Yeah, I've never heard that expression before.
You never heard that? Yeah. I mean,
no.
And not everyone loves sport. You know, there are some people.
Or silver chair. But
I was a big chair.
Prove
big chair head.
Screaming Jets?
Love Screaming Jets.
Is that more your old man's vintage?
That's my dad's stuff. Silver chair was my era. But a couple of years ago when I was back, the Jets played the bowling club down the road from Mum and Dad's house. And I think no one bought tickets, but everyone went. Everyone just topped the fence and stuff. It was the best.
Cam's dad is a drummer.
My dad is a drummer. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And an engineer.
And an engineer.
And a good man.
Yeah.
Good husband.
Good rig.
Good dad. Good rig.
Good rig.
Nice cock. Yeah. Nice thick cock.
Oh, God.
So I've heard.
Anyway, big news. Cameron and I are buying a Nissan Cube.
You're buying a Cube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going halves in a Cube.
Yep. Why?
That's got to be like 20 grand, right? Why are you doing that?
We just think they look really good. We think
they're cute, they're fun, easy to get around in. You can zip, zip, zip.
You can zip, zip, zip. And it's good to hear laughter from teens.
but they're very like angular. Like they're probably not that safe for toddlers. You know.
I mean,
no.
Just put a little bubble wrap around the edges of it, and
we're happy to make modifications to the Cube.
Yeah, and also you easy to park in a Cube because it's the exact same shape as a car park.
Yeah.
None of this round bullshit. You just slot right in there,
and we love it.
Yeah. Would you get it lowered?
Yeah, I mean, we could for
it's
a bit.
It's very
of fun,
low to the
know?
Ground. That's why it's so good, because it's there for, it's accessible to old people. And
yeah. You can put all your groceries in there, you know.
We're hoping this car will take us into old age.
Huh?
And then you could do Uber, and then you,
a lot of cubes
then you have
Uber.
All these.
There's a lot of cubes. Well, do you
all
know,
these young guys just hopping in your fucking Cube and going, nice car, you fucking spoon.
do you know that's where it came from? That's where this whole thing came from. Is
fuck.
I ordered an Uber, and it said picking you up in a Nissan Cube, and I walked out, and I saw the strangest car I've ever seen in my life, and I was having a look at it, and the guy goes, oh, okay, get in, please, get in.
He was humiliated that he had to stop for a moment.
Yeah. And I was like, sorry, just having a look at you. And he's like, yep, I know, it's a weird car. So anyway, where are you going? And I was like, just to Glebe. And he's like, yep, okay, fine, I saw it, I don't know where we're going. Like, he was so agitated.
And then when I got out the front of my house, immediately I started laughing at the Cube. So he was like, oh, great, now we're picking up some other guys laughing at my
car. His whole life is like, because he's used to the Cube, but no one else is used to the Cube. So his whole life is people getting used to the Cube. But he's like,
is there a functionality that we don't know.
I looked it up.
Dirt bikes in the back or something?
I don't know.
There must be a purpose.
But I became obsessed with it. And then I looked it up on the internet and I found an essay that this man had written, and it was like, why the Cube ruined my life. So my kids' friends would laugh at me.
20 years ago, there was the PT Cruiser.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
which used to ruin lives.
Yeah.
And reputations, and used to be the bane of a lot of people's existence.
Was
and
that
now
the French bulldog looking car that was a bit.
Probably, man. You know, it looked like a bathtub, I think. Like, it had like a really angular mouth on it, so it was like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a humiliating car, that one.
Do you know what I think is funny is, you know, when you take Google Maps or whatever and you can like avoid certain streets or whatever, it'd be so funny if Nissan Cube. People had it, and
just
they
go down the back street.
Yeah, they can avoid packs of teens
being laughed at.
Go away from pubs.
You fucking Cube loser. We got so obsessed with it that we wrote the Cube into the script of our pilot that we, the Shell and Jace, the two of the main characters, were going to have a cube, but we couldn't get one. You can't rent them. No. No one fucking wants them.
No one wants them.
No one's letting you rent them. You have to buy them outright.
And someone who owns it doesn't want to rent it out because they're like, you're making fun of this.
I know
this,
you're making
you?
Fun of my fucking cube, all right? I get it. I drive a ridiculous car.
The Nissan Cube. Now, that was very authentic, fluent Japanese you're using, calling it Nissan.
Nissan?
Yeah, Nissan.
Is it, what is it, Nissan?
Nissan is how I would say it.
Don't look at me.
Nissan. No, it sounds like you spent a bit of time in Japan.
I thought Nissan. It was Nissan.
Nissan. Mm.
Like Nappy-san.
Oh, love Nappy-san.
I'm obsessed with Nappy-san. I've started wearing adult diapers.
Yeah. Well, just it just helps see. With the leakage. And yeah.
All the milk.
I've just been doing full.
Well, I thought they were disposable. Like, what the fuck are you washing?
No, disposable, I mean, I will wear. I just do my my peas into it instead of having to go to the toilet, which is so time consuming and frankly boring.
I love it on the toilet. I just love it in there.
No.
iPad?
iPad out.
Do you just iPad on the toilet? Because that's LinkedIn. A new level. Having your phone in there is a disgrace, yeah, but yeah, everyone
if
does.
If you
it.
Bring an iPad into the Hurt Locker, you're a real strong cup of cordial.
Locker,
you are.
First of all.
Fucking...
And you get your iPad out, you just zip through LinkedIn, have a look what everyone's up to.
See what other people are doing in their careers.
Angry Birds.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Now, Becky, can you tell us a little bit about... in comparison to Newcastle, about Victoria Point, that part of the world. Do they have a shopping centre down there? They have a Westfield. What's the closest thing? They got a busway.
They don't. Oh, well, they didn't have a Westfield when I was growing up there. I actually moved out of there before they got that.
Right.
I remember when that was just all, like, it was just a really shoddy shopping centre.
They got a Cineplex. So
yeah, it's insane. Like, I didn't live there then.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're kind of sleepy regional.
Yeah. Well, when I first, like, I lived, there were dirt roads and stuff still when I was younger. And now it's just like a full booming place.
Are there fake canals?
Yeah, big time.
Hell yeah.
Fake canals.
That's where ex-Broncos players end up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go back. I don't know. I feel very uneasy about the past. I don't know why.
Yeah, I hear.
Sometimes it just...
took me a long time to get comfortable going back.
Well, you killed that chick, so that was the
I killed that chick.
Yeah.
Down
at the...
Who'd you kill?
At the quarry.
Oh,
you killed someone at a quarry?
Yeah. I didn't... Well...
Did you crush her skull with a rock?
Yeah. But it wasn't... I didn't know she was going to die.
Right. You
so
just thought it would be fun or something.
I thought it would be funny. And it wasn't.
Oh, no.
Well, it's...
You go back to Victoria Point too.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you sucks. Learn how to be funny, you know, like those early months, you're still
testing
trying
boundaries,
out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't funny, and I'll admit that.
Well, it's good you've been able to move past that, though.
Thank you. I'm really... Sometimes my anxiety flares up.
How big was the rock? Was it like boulders?
Oh, massive.
Mini
yeah.
boulder?
About a handful.
Oh, that's not
about
really
a B cup, C cup.
So you would have had to bash her a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like four or five heavy hits to the head.
Right.
But
so after the second one, you went, this isn't funny.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, maybe if I do... Because comedy, like, offered
repetition. Yeah.
And then third time, I was like, one more, fourth... And by then
fourth,
it was...
this is not funny.
This is not funny and I'm in deep shit.
Better. There's only one way to end this.
And I legged it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Legged it to Brisbane.
Yeah.
Far
city.
Out.
Brisbane city.
Yeah. This is so wild. I wish I knew this, I don't know, yonks ago.
Yeah, I know. It's full on.
Shit,
anyway.
Dude. You guys ever done anything like that?
A lot of people in Batuta have killed people.
Yeah, really?
For what reason?
Jealousy.
Opals.
We had some empty barrels.
All right.
No, yeah, we just
pretty close to South Australia. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what
you're
saying.
It's like Schrodinger's cat.
It's our closest capital is Adelaide. So, there are a few people who like to express their culture from being down south, and they often make people go away and they cram them into a barrel. And
what do they pour on there?
Lime.
Lime.
Lime. And
that dissolves.
And 2 cups
living
of
tissue.
Of piss. And then they, clamp it up shut and they roll it down the hill into the gully and then
buried under an above ground pool.
Whoops.
And then the cops come past and go, oh no, more paperwork.
That's the
admin.
That's the worst time capsule.
I might as well.
That happened in Newcastle.
At least you put her in
too.
Some resin, we can see who it was. You know?
That happened. I used to work at a, what's it called? Like a tuck shop on the beach. For a summer, a kiosk.
Fish and chip store?
A kiosk. I got a job one summer. This was the cheesiest thing. Playing guitar out the front of the kiosk at Bar Beach.
Was that a job or you were busking?
I was getting paid by the kiosk.
Right.
Not much. They gave me a few Coke Zeros and and like $50 to be there for 3 hours.
Bit of flake.
Yeah, a bit of flake. And I always had a suspicion that the two guys who ran the tuck shop were a couple, but they were both married to other people. I never brought it up with anyone. Years later, I read in the paper that they were a couple and one had killed the other and put him in a barrel.
No.
For real.
What?
That,
yeah.
That's a nice beach.
What's with the barrels?
Bar Beach, man? Beautiful beach.
That's like a really fancy beach.
Yeah, gorgeous beach. Nice area.
Why does everyone think a barrel is the answer? No, a barrel hasn't been the answer for a long time.
No, people, everyone knows about
it. It harks back to a simpler time. When barrels could fix things.
Like, even in the simple times, we figured out that, like, concrete boots or like tying someone, chaining them to a Besser block and throwing them.
Yeah.
Like, that's foolproof.
What's the new thing? What's the new way? Maybe send them out into the internet.
No. Apparently.
Can you
upload someone to the cloud?
Surfboard bag's a big one.
Surfboard bag.
Yeah, but they ended up getting caught, so that's probably not the best.
It's too mainstream when Chappelle did it, you know.
The ankle weight didn't hold down Rogerson's one.
Yeah.
Oh no.
We're getting so dark here.
Concrete boots, right. how do you make those?
Well,
you just make a little square.
You put them in a bucket.
Yeah, in a bucket.
When they're unconscious.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You just have to wait for it to
otherwise
dry.
Otherwise, they'd be like really off the idea.
It'd be like, I'm out of here, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to hold them up like a
bird. This is going. This kick on sucks. all of your mates are weird.
Why is that car idling? What are you doing?
And then you have to wait for it to dry. That takes what? A bucket of concrete?
Yeah.
Have you got to hold them up or do they sit them down? And
then you got to take them out to the sea and be like, well, this is it, jerk off. You're going over the side.
Dummy.
And he's like, well, I guess there's no talking my way out of this now.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you just go shulmo off the side.
But surely you got to knock them out and then put their feet in it.
They like to keep them alive.
Because it's more fun to like watch the fear in someone's eyes, but, as you would know from the quarry.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, she was out by the first hit. You know?
Okay, yeah.
But like, after being like concussed like 5 times in one day, having the boots on, I'd be fucking begging to be thrown off the boat because you'd have like
it would be so painful.
You'd have a headache that not even Charlie Tio could fix. Yeah. Just like
you'd have a headache up the wazoo. And then
and
let's not
hungry,
forget the
probably.
Pressure of how it must feel having your legs encased in concrete. That'd be that's so painful.
Sucks.
Like having a cast on your arm times 10.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they throw you in the water.
Ice skates, you know, something a bit heavier.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Ice skating rink?
Yeah.
Do you ever have any of them in your part of the world?
Hunter ice skating something. It was called Hiss.
People who go there more than once a year.
I think we have one in Acacia Ridge. Brisbane's was in Acacia Ridge.
Yeah. People go. So there's people that go there more than once a year, and I find that's an interesting
year.
So
weird. It's not fun. You think it's going to be fun. It actually just gives you blisters on the back of your...
It was a year 9, year 10 thing where I came from where you'd go on Wednesday night, and it was like disco skating, and you just go pash people from other schools.
That was fun, but that was more rollerblading for us. Like, it'd be Friday night roller skating.
Yeah, right.
And you play Limbo.
Before it burnt down or where
that was at the YMCA in Victoria Point, and that was pretty fun. Play Limbo, play Red Rover.
Yep.
That was awesome. I hooked up heaps.
You go there, hook up with chicks from Broadmeadow High. It was the best.
Yeah. Right. I hooked up. I kissed so many guys.
Yeah, I kissed
so many
girls.
I couldn't even write them all down.
Neither.
I wouldn't write them all down because I'm an environmentalist and it would actually take up too much paper.
I gave my number out a lot, would receive some calls from the chicks that I'd pashed, and often I'd just give them the cold shoulder. No, it was a big hookup place.
So, yeah, we're both
pretty
cool.
We were pretty cool in school.
Yeah. There are people in the suburbs that play ice hockey.
Yes.
There are. Acacia Ridge has a team. Bankstown has a team. I think that's an interesting.
It is bogan. It is very bogan to want what you can't have.
Yeah, is it like a Canadian expat community, or is it people that weren't good at the sports their mates are playing, so they zoned in on a niche?
Yeah, it's so weird.
I always think of that when I met a baseballer. I was like, you were really shit at cricket, weren't you?
Yeah,
but it's like no good. Like Sydney doesn't have we don't have like an indoor snow thing, but the Gold Coast does. The Gold Coast is like, we're going to build
But there are
the
ice skating rinks in Sydney where there are teams and stuff.
Yeah.
And anytime you ask someone what inspired you to get into ice hockey, it's always the fucking Mighty Ducks. Always.
That's so embarrassing.
It's just Goldberg and the Bash Brothers. Because they just want to be in a movie. They don't want to actually play ice hockey.
Do you apparently shows and movies do influence people's career aspirations.
Mm.
Like, they can track the popularity of medicine, like with Scrubs. And then again with Grey's Anatomy.
Really? Yeah, CSI was a big one. CSI, apparently there was heaps of people that thought they were going to be like,
and then they ended up just cleaning
up crime scenes.
Just got the hosing away blood.
Coca-Cola, apparently.
Coke dissolves congealed blood.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Apparently cops use it on the highway after a Nissan.
Just a big 2 litre.
Cube driver, you know, just goes, yep, this is a
shoots
telegraph
himself
pole
in
I'm
the
taking.
Head.
Gotta take this exit.
Yep.
Blammo.
Exit
so
to heaven.
What else is coming up, guys? If, we're getting back to homicide again. What's going on?
Why are we talking about murder all the time?
The suburbs brings it down in you.
Yeah.
What else is coming up? What have you got coming up?
Well, we are both in the new Judd Apatow film, which is cool.
Yeah, we haven't actually announced that yet.
Okay, so that's based in Australia?
That's in LA.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're heading over there.
Los Angeles.
Right.
In January to do that.
In Jan.
Which is exciting.
So, I mean, it's obvious there's been a lot of press about it, but it hasn't really got a name yet. It's just because they're
untitled.
It's the first one with Seth Rogen and Ferrell.
Yeah. Right. Oh, those guys are so funny.
They're so funny. So funny. That's going to be huge for us.
Yeah. And doing two voices in Toy Story 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Minor characters, obviously. We're not.
Well, Rove, remember? Rove was, we spoke to Hamish Blake about this. Rove was in Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo as a crab, I think.
As a crab, only in Australasia.
Oh no!
He got bumped for the American.
So it was just other talk show hosts in other areas, probably.
Tracy Grimshaw was in fucking Finding Nemo.
Really?
Uh huh.
Grimmo.
Yeah, in the worldwide version.
What? She really?
No
she
shit.
Grimmo went worldwide.
She was
Tracy Grimshaw.
She was
like
Verne's in the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And she was looking for a couple of dodgy tradesmen in the.
They were tipping asbestos into the reef.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, well, we're sort of chasing that Rove dollar. You know, minor characters.
And
in
we're
Toy
chasing
Story
Rove.
Yeah,
we're in a game of Chasey right now.
We've been playing the same game of tag for 30 years with Rove McMahon.
So you met him 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you say hi to your mum for him?
His legs are very short though, so she'll be able to run him down.
Yeah.
We will catch him.
Giant dwarf.
And when we catch him, we will get that rock.
A trusty boulder.
A trusty rock.
Right. Well, good luck. Good luck with your endeavours to buy a Nissan Cube, and good luck with the film overseas
and the pilot. Thank you.
Thank
you
back
so much.
Here in Australia.
Thanks,
and
boys.
Thank you for joining us. Sylvania Waters is beautiful. Let's go have a drink.
All right, love you, rosé.
All right, that's enough of the general chit-chat this week. We're going to head down the road to the pub and have a few glasses of rosé. I might even strawpedo a whole bottle, Clancy. What do you reckon?
Yes, that sounds like a nice way to do it. We saw them doing that down in McLaren Vale and the surrounds of Adelaide when we were down there last week with the show. But yes, we've got two, as you are now aware, very hyperactive stand-up comedians to entertain. So we'll catch you next week. My name's Clancy Overall. You be kind to each other.
And my name is Errol Parker. Never talk to the cops without legal counsel present. They aren't your friends. They're out to get you. They're out to ruin your lives.